Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram hotline, home of the real deal. He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to this station, and a valued and beloved friend.
Morning, Brad.
Big day.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, the Bears finally have a schedule, and I only say that because it's amazing to me that the NFL can own schedule night, that everybody is so interested in the NFL that we're all waiting with bated breath to not find out who they play. We know that going in, but where they play them and how they play them, and should we jump on a plane to London? How much fun would it be to go to Philadelphia? Oh my gosh, I must go to Los Angeles. Green Bay has always been on the bucket. No, that's not true. What did you think? First impressions, how does this schedule play out? Is it a good schedule, a bad schedule? You can't help but notice that, you know, teams love that noon on Sunday, and that is not for the Bears this season. A lot of later starts and a lot of prime time.
Yeah. The noon on Sunday is difficult to find in this schedule for the Bears, and sometimes coaches, players prefer to just be in a pattern and to play at that time. The better teams, though, guys, get used to bouncing all over the place and playing at night and playing in the late afternoon slots. And in this case, for the Bears, playing on Thursdays three times. They play on Thursdays this season, which that could be a benefit on the backside because you've got extra time to prepare for, in this instance, week two, which will be at Denver, and then when they come out of their third Thursday game, which is against Dallas, they'll have that extended time as well to prepare for what will be a trip to Green Bay. So I think the schedule sets up pretty well for them. I think they could get off to a hot start.
Mm-hmm.
Four of the first five opponents finished with a losing record a year ago. They've got two new head coaches in the first 2 weeks, and sometimes you see it takes just a little bit of time for new coaches to get their programs up and running. They've only got consecutive road games once, back-to-back road games only once, and that's at Denver and then at Washington, and the Redskins game is on Monday Night Football. I haven't looked up the statistic, but I can tell you that the Redskins' recent record, and by recent, I'm talking two decades on Monday Night Football, is awful, atrocious. Can barely buy a victory when they play on Monday Night Football. So that certainly would bode well for the Bears, and gets a little bit difficult in the middle. But we knew, as you said, we knew the list of opponents they were going to have, and it's certainly a tougher group than they faced a year ago. So all in all, I don't think there's anything that they could complain about. I think things sets up pretty well for them.
Don't disagree with you, Brad. I look at the end of the year, though, and you see the final three road games are within the division, Detroit, at Green Bay and at Minnesota, with the Packers and the Vikings road games, two of the last three games in December. That's not ideal. You'd like to be in a position where maybe the Minnesota game doesn't matter. Maybe you've locked up the division. Maybe you've locked up home field, but it probably will. And I think if you had to, look at December, that could be viewed as the toughest stretch because your home games are against the Cowboys and the Chiefs, potential playoff teams, and your road games are within the division.
Yeah, well, you're always going to close the season with division games. I mean, the league set that up where they kind of backload it, and you're always playing a division opponent in Week 17. And we don't know. If Green Bay bounces back with a coaching staff change and if the Vikings improve after slipping up this past season, yeah, December could look pretty treacherous. If those teams don't improve, December might not be that difficult. Certainly, I think people expect the Chiefs to be very good, the Week 16 opponent, and I think Dallas has a chance to be good as well. They might not be great, but so they face them in December there at the beginning of the month. But like I said, all in all, I think this thing sets up pretty well for them. You know, coaches, teams don't like having back-to-back road games. As I said, they've only got that once. It's at the beginning of the year. They get the bye week after the trip to London. So I really think they've got to be pretty pleased with how this thing came together for them.
What's the crucial game in the season? Is there one that jumps out among the others that could be? I was saying to David, stupid as this sounds because it's an AFC team, I think they come out of the bye and they got the Saints, Chargers, and Eagles, and you just don't want them to put together a series of losses. So I think that Chargers game in the middle there is one that that they can win at home, but that's a good team and a good defense, and that's a good quarterback, and they had a pretty high-scoring offense. I mean, that looks like a really interesting game to me.
Yeah, the one that I kind of thought about was the following week at Philadelphia. Yep. You know, they came into your place and beat you in the wild card round of the playoffs, and the Bears only put up 15 points in that game. You know, if you want to be a big contender in the NFC, you got to be able to go on the road and beat the team that knocked you out of the playoffs. That was one that I kind of thought about a little bit. But
tough place to win, though, Brad. I mean, I think yeah. They'd have a harder time beating the Eagles in Philadelphia than the Rams in L.A.
I think they might, but if Dave, if you want to be, you know, if you want people talking about you as a legit Super Bowl threat and contender, you've got to be able to go win a game like that.
So a year ago at this time, people were seeing the Bears pop up on the schedule, and they were like, okay, when they're making the predictions, okay, that's a W. That's a team that you don't respect and you don't fear. Is there a team on this Bears schedule that might qualify as, okay, you're not looking at that as somebody to maybe fear right now, but they could get it together, and they're playing them at the wrong time?
Boy, I mean, you know, do the Packers get Rodgers? You know, do they suddenly rebound after two off seasons in Green Bay? I don't know. That's possible, mm-hmm. And I certainly wouldn't write them off. I think Minnesota had big time Super Bowl aspirations a year ago. What'd they go 8-7-1 for the Vikings a year ago? But other than that, you know, I look at the non. I don't think it's going to be. I don't think you're going to get a super surprise out of the NFC East. That would mean the Redskins, who don't have a quarterback, or the Giants are really going to get their act together. So I don't think Oakland's going to be that team this year. So, no, I don't know that they have a team like that on their schedule, Dave.
I just am curious which kind of revenge game excites you the most. You got the Adrian Amos revenge game. You got the Vic Fangio revenge game. You got the Khalil Mack revenge game. You got the Hicks revenge game. You've got the Jordan Howard revenge game and the Bears revenge game against the Eagles. It just seems like there's a lot of vengeance.
Did you say Andy Reid in there? Because the Chiefs coming in.
Chiefs. How about Nagy revenge
game? How about that?
Wow.
It's a lot of vengeance.
Yeah. You got a hell of a long hit list.
always.
But I'll say this, Brad. There's
a Ram against, revenge game.
The Fangio game, the Broncos game, as much as the Bears should win that game, you do wonder about, okay, it's week two. Things aren't always going the way you expect them to early in the season. He knows the Bears very well. You never know. That's a defensive football team. Maybe they sneak up. That's the game to me that if you look at a pivot point early, that could be it.
Well, I don't think a Broncos game is going to pivot you
right
toward great success.
What if you lose it?
It's like the Chargers.
Yeah,
what if Vic gives you a game plan on how to stop Matt Nagy / Mitchell Trubisky?
Yeah, and everyone else copies it.
You could pivot the wrong direction out of that one. No doubt about it. The Broncos are going to have to be really good on defense, in my opinion, with Joe Flacco at quarterback.
Flacco's revenge. What do you make of the quarterbacks in the NFC North? And in particular, we know how good Rodgers is. It's almost a benefit for the Packers to get the Bears first. I think it's a homecoming game for the Bears, frankly. I really do.
Yeah, no, and I agree. When you play a new head coach right out of the gate, I think that can help you. Now, some people will say, well, there'll be wrinkles that you haven't been able to prepare for. Okay, sure, I'll buy that. But there'll also be lots of things that they haven't completely ironed out or figured out, the new coaching staff, in week one. And that would be an advantage for the Bears.
Could the Bears be flexed again in December?
One more time.
Another game?
Later in the year.
Jeez.
That's what you're talking about there with the Packers is the kind of the Gary Croton razzle-dazzle effect.
Gary Croton. A Gary Croton reference.
Who's mentioned that in a while?
Yeah, I mean, you've got a new coach in Green Bay, completely new system. You've got a new offensive coordinator in Detroit. Okay, so what's going to happen there? How is that going to come together? A team that we haven't discussed, and I think they should be a little bit better. They were certainly quite active in free agency, but you never know with the Lions, and they were pretty disappointing a year ago in Matt Patricia's first season.
Yeah, look, Kirk Cousins is going to be a big factor in this division, maybe for all the wrong reasons, but that is the player they went out and paid big money on and didn't get enough out of. And now you look at Minnesota and you look where they're at, is their window closing? If he doesn't be a reason they win, if he doesn't become a reason they win, they're all of a sudden...
Zimmer's gone.
Yeah. Everybody's in trouble.
Change is in the offing if they don't. Brad, what was your prediction for the season? Because Mully and I think Mully had 10-6. I had 11-5.
Yeah, I think I'm at 11-5 right now. But I just look at it like I think they can get out of the gate quickly.
Yeah,
I really do, and have a nice record heading into early mid October, and then you're talking about a team that's still young, that'll have a lot of confidence, which it had a year ago, and you guys have seen it. When a team can get, legitimate confidence in the NFL, and I'm not talking about, the kind of fake, confidence that we know we can do this, but when a team goes out and has success over a period of time, that becomes a powerful force in a locker room. I really believe that. And if they can get off to that kind of start, that'll certainly help them in the middle part of that schedule where it gets a little more difficult. And then at the end of the year, as they're hopefully preparing for a postseason run.
Are you going to be 12-4 tomorrow? Because you're 11-5 today. You were 10-6 in the paper, which you wrote yesterday.
I was 10-6. It's early. I had like one sip of my coffee.
I just figured you tend to become increasingly positive as the day gets older. I just figured that was it.
All right, Brad. Biggs, you're the best. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs.
We got him to laugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.